Will you all in the group tell me the story of Mao, please? I don't really know it, said Sam, the mother of Forrest, in Baby Mao, our WhatsApp group this morning. I did a little recording and told her about it, and then I thought, why not tell you guys about it in my podcast? So here it is, a new episode of The Tales of My Life, and this is Kalyan Karmakar, and where I speak to you about all the cats in my life, and so far I've been telling you about Baby Loaf and, to an extent, Little Nimki, our two elder cats. But today's podcast is going to be about a cat named Baby Mao. You can call him a kitten if you want. And I think the episode goes to show that how once you fall in love with a cat, you fall in love with cats forever. And also how it really takes a village to bring up cats. And as the hashtag goes, adopt, don't shop. There are a lot of cats who are out there in the open and who need rescuing, and kitten and injured cats, and then please go out and do that. And all the cats in our lives, of almost everyone in this group, the WhatsApp group I was talking of, are all, in a way you can say, rescue community cats. In the first two episodes, I was sitting beside Baby Loaf, our eldest cat, while recording and talking to you. Today he's outside by the window sunning. So our younger cat, Little Nimki, is sitting beside me. And the story of Baby Mao is of a cat who is even littler than Little Nimki. You could say that in the cats in our group, he would probably be the youngest cat. The story of Baby Mao starts early in the previous year, which is April, May 2020. And it was one evening when our young friend from downstairs, Gia, who just started her college, but in online because it was still in the middle of the lockdown. So she'd come over to play with our cats, Baby Loaf and Nimki, as had her mom, Erica. So Erica was the one who'd first found Baby Loaf in our building in, I think, maybe October 2019. And then, of course, Baby Loaf came into our lives and we all collectively looked after him till he became a part of our house. And that's when we really got to bond with Erica and Gia, who live in the apartment below us in our building. And the lockdown hit us, and you know, with social distancing and not going out and social bubbles, like I think like our two families like became really, really close, bonding over Baby Loaf. And they would give us a lot of tips and in terms of how to look after Baby Loaf, and a lot of help also. And you know, when he had to be given medicines, when he had to be calmed down, and then when he would run out, and we'll do it. A special episode on that, on the running escapades of Baby Loaf. Then Gia and Erica would go and catch him and bring him back. And then later in that year, and I'm talking of 2019 now, is when Nimki was born. Yes, yes, Nimki, you were born in May 2019 in the electric box of our building. And, you know, we were feeding Nimki's mom, whom I named Mishti, together. And then we got Mishti spayed, and then to cut a long story short, Mishti wanted to be by herself. Nimki was all alone, and we were for a while fostering him. You didn't hear that from me, Nimki. So during the daytime, Nimki would be with us, and at night, Erica and Gia would take him down and keep him in a cage safe. Till one day, we said, okay, from now on, Nimki, this is your house. And well, Erica and Gia would come over every evening and they would play with the cats and talk to us and we'd get to know about each other's lives. And then one day Gia said that, you know, I saw this tiny little kitten at Carter Road when I went to walk. And it was really, really tiny. And it was in one of the holes by the rocks. And then it saw me and came out and it looked really hungry. So I called mom, and mom then came with some cat food, and then we fed. And then Gia would try to go the next day to feed, but apparently the police stopped her because those were the days of curfew, so you couldn't really go out to walk much. So the next day her mom went with her. And, you know, the Carter Road beach is slightly off from where we stay in terms of walking routes and all of that. But Gia was going there every evening to feed this little tiny kitten. And she would take all these little pictures and show it to us. And it was like a white dot with you know, flashing blue, gray eyes. And it was really cute. And Kenas could almost see that I was wanting to make him or her a part of our house. And Kenas had to look at me and saying that, okay, it can't be three, so you choose which two. And in a way, that is wise, because I think that you should really take on the responsibility of another living being, I think, with a sense of responsibility, not if you are not sure if you want to take it. So then one day, Jia told us that they met another lady, and she said that there were two of them who feed the cats at Carter Road, and they were feeding this little kitten as well. So then at least we all felt a bit relieved that it was not completely abandoned. And then I saw on the Facebook page of my friend Nina Rawal, whose husband was once upon a time my former colleague and also boss in Mumbai. So Nina is someone who has cats of her own and feeds a lot of cats in Carter Road, gets them spayed and gets them treated and so on. And in fact, there were times when I would reach out to her, especially in the early days of Baby Loaf, looking for advice on how to look after him, or her as we thought back then. So I saw pictures of the same cat which Jia had put up, which was on Nina's page. So by then we got quite attached to the cat whose picture Jia would put up, though we, Kainaz and I, didn't see it because we ourselves, when we go to walk, we'd walk around our building and not up to Carter Road. And then I said, you know, it looks white like a marshmallow, so let's call it marshmallow. And then Jia said that, you know, these ladies over there, they call it Lily. So you're then wondering, is it a girl or is it a boy? And then there was this big sort of cyclone warning in Mumbai. And we were all worried that what's going to happen about to baby Marshmallow or little Miss Lily or whatever you want to call it. At which time, Gia and Erica said that one of the ladies who were going and meeting baby Marsh and calling her Lily. So she took her in and kept her in the garage of her house, which was close to Carter Road. And because she couldn't take her home because she had cats of her own and cats she was fostering. So like you said, I mean, the community, like I said earlier, the community of cats is quite committed. So, you know, to expose a little kitten to the cats upstairs wasn't wise. So she kept the little kitten in the garage and with the lights on and everything. And her chauffeur was put on duty of cat sitting. And so the storm went. And then we were wondering what would happen to baby Mao, and could he be put back in to Carter Road? And it was so small. So then this lady, whose name is Sozan, so she kept her at the garage. And they were trying to look at someone to foster her. And which is when I saw Nina put up a photograph or a set of photographs on her Facebook page saying that this is this tiny little kitten which we've seen in Carter Road, and it's very cute, very friendly, but completely alone and too young to look after itself, and we need someone to foster it. I would have loved to foster it, but I have three cats of my own, and this kitten needs constant attention, and her name is Lily. So I then DM'd Nina saying that, you know what, this is the cat which our friends Jia and Erica go and feed in the evening as well. And we're worried that it was completely by itself. So at least it's good to know that you're looking after them, her, on a regular basis. And I'm going to share, the picture of the adoption appeal. And that's where, the next chapter of the story began. And that's what I'm going to tell you about. In the meanwhile, while all of this was happening, I was falling increasingly in love with our cats, Baby Loaf and Little Nimki, and you know, all our cats, our friend Priyanka and her cat Dobby, and then Stally, whom she adopted, and then the cats around the corner, Small, and then there was little Scooby, whom I'd go to meet every day, and they'd go out to walk, and then there was Priyanka and another lady, Samprita, Sam, who started off this story. Or this podcast episode, so they would come and feed them every evening, and my Instagram feed and social media feed became more and more about cats. And in case you know, I actually write about food, and that's what people know me more about for the moment. And my site is called Finely Chopped, and there were people actually saying that, is this a food website anymore? It seems to be all about cats. But I said that, well, for me, my social media page has always been like a diary of my life. And if my life today is more about cats and food, well, then so be it. And there was a bit of negativity, but there was a lot of positivity. And I must say that, especially during those, you know, those lockdown months and when there was so much uncertainty, and people were so worried and sitting in their own houses, alone, cut off from their loved and dear ones, many would often write to me saying that, hearing or seeing these stories of Baby Loaf, who's right now outside sunning by the window, and little Nimki, who's now gone off to sleep by my feet, would give them so much happiness and solace. And one such friend is Jasleen Marwa, who wanted a DM to me saying that maybe I need a Baby Loaf in my life. Now, let me tell you about Jasleen. Jasleen is a Punjabi Kashmiri, and she's a home chef, but she was originally from the media world and still is. But I got to know her because of food, and she loves Kashmiri food, which she really taught herself to cook after she moved to Mumbai, and she was missing her home food. And then she set up Namak Swad Anusar, which is more her social media page, and she was to take part in pop-ups and festivals and collaborate with restaurants and do some wonderful food. And then during the during the lockdown, she started her home kitchen service, Namak Swad Anusar, and was doing that regularly. And I think that is what she would say would keep her sane in a sense. So, and the food was lovely, which is beautiful. And we would often chat, and I even featured her in my podcast, Foodocracy, for her to get to know her story. But I never knew that she was interested in cats. But she saw pictures and all of that, and she said, maybe I need a cat in my life. And that's when I made the connection. Okay, there is Baby Marsh, who needs a home. And there is Jasleen, who needs a Baby Loaf. So is there a connection? So I told Jasleen about Baby Marsh, and I shared some of her pictures, and I said, look, he's really adorable. He's supposed to be very sweet, very cute, and also he's little, so this is a good time to take someone into your house, because as they grow older, it's more difficult. So then she said, okay, I'll go and see, but I'm also need to check with my daughter, her teenage daughter, whose name is also Gia, but spelled differently from Gia. So then they went to see Baby Marsh at Sozan's place, and I think it was sort of love at first view. And after maybe a week of a bit of thought, and I think that that's good, she decided to take Baby Marsh. So I believe that Gia and Erica went over that evening, and Nina as well. Sozan was there, and then from Bandra, Baby Marsh moved on into Jasleen's house in the suburbs. And well, that was the first cat kitten whom I was able to place, and I felt really, really good. I didn't get to meet him. I will meet him someday, but seeing his pictures and videos and seeing him grow up. And I remember Jasleen saying in the beginning, telling me that I think he's going to look a bit like Baby Loaf. And he does, actually. His face is more of the Baby Loaf mold, though in terms of energy level, he's more Nimki than Baby Loaf. And in fact, he's, in a way, he's someone who brought us all together, because Sozan and Nina probably knew each other through the Carter Road and cat-loving connection. I knew Nina through my IMRB connection and then the cat. Erica and Gia, we knew through Baby Loaf and Nimki, though they were our neighbors even before. And then Baby Mao brought us all together. And I knew Jasleen, so then Jasleen was connected with them. And then our two other cat feeding friends and loving friends and moms, Priyanka and Samprita, became part of the group as well. And then I'd set up this WhatsApp group called Baby Marsh, which was at that time to coordinate about the adoption and everything. And then one day I had to change the name of the group, happily, because Jasleen said that she'd renamed Baby Marsh to Baby Mao, or Mao, which is understandable, because Mao had found his forever home, his family, and his family would want to give him his name. And I think that that's a part of the rites of passage. But he's brought us all together, and we see his videos, and we're all part of this one group. And there are often times when we discuss queries or questions or concerns which we have with our own cats, with each other, or cats which we're trying to look after or rescue. Sometimes even dogs. We are not that politically stubborn. We love dogs as well. We love cats as well. But well, that's folks is a slice of the very happy world of pet lovers. And I hope that one day you become a part of it. If you're not a part of it already, and if you are, then you share your stories with us. And I think the story also goes to show, I think, a couple of things that while looking after a pet is an individual responsibility, but it's also great when people it come together, like I said, say it almost like it's a village, today's one. And in a way it's good, because in a way, in a world where we are getting increasingly fissured and fractured and distanced socially and physically, I think it's wonderful that there's a rather wonderful and beautiful way of bringing people together. And the second thing, I think it also goes to show that how it's very important that we need to look after our community animals, especially dogs and cats. I have a feeling that more of the cats adopted are indie cats compared to dogs, where there are more breeds and so on. But if you've got an opportunity to take in a pet, try to adopt and not shop. And that's the message which I'd like to leave with you and all of us. And here's to stories of many more Maos, many more Bibilots, many more Nimkis, many more Dobbies, Tallies, Forests, Handies, Kittus, and so many of them, and Cinnabons, and so many wonderful stories. So I do hope that you like this episode of my podcast, The Tales of My Life, where I'll be sharing stories of the cats in my life. Of course, there'll be a lot of Baby Loaf and Little Nimki, but there's so many more cats in our life. And if you like this episode, then do leave a comment, do click on like. It helps the episode be watched, and do rate the channel. There's a lot of food stuff in my channel as well. If you want, listen to it or ignore it, and do share it and spread the word. And I hope co to come back to you soon with another episode of The Tales of My Life. And with that, this is Kalyan Karmakar signing off.